The property, almost 4,000 acres, stretches about 7.5 miles along both sides of the Cheat River through what's known as the Cheat Canyon. The canyon is about 1,000 feet deep, entirely forested, and well known for its white water. But the director of the West Virginia chapter of the Nature Conservancy, Rodney Barches, says the area is also interesting because it's home to some rare and endangered earthlings.
There's a cave that supports the Indiana bat, which is federally listed as an endangered species. There is a federally listed snail, the cheat three-toothed snail, that's found in Cheat Canyon and nowhere else on Earth, and plus a number of other rare plants and animals. But it's foremost just a strikingly beautiful canyon. I call it the Nuva Gorge of northern West Virginia.
Negotiations for the sale began 4 or 5 years ago with the timber investment firm landowner called the Forest Land Group. The entire project, including land acquisition and associated costs, rings up to about $7 million. Funding came from the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Nature Conservancy, the Outdoor Heritage Conservation Fund, and the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. Barches says the Nature Conservancy made their first offer on the property in 1976. Ever since, he says, it was a matter of waiting for landowners to be willing to sell the property and the conservation groups to be ready to buy.
It was worth the wait, though, because this is one of West Virginia's most iconic and most beautiful landscapes. Whether you've traveled in northern West Virginia or outside of West Virginia, it's not unusual to mention Cheat Canyon and somebody go, yeah, white water rafted through Cheat Canyon. So it was worth being very patient and to keep trying to pick up the property. And that's very satisfying that now things are finally falling together.
The conservation groups plan to transfer the majority of that property over to the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources over the next 2 years for establishment of a wildlife management area. They hope the land will be more open to the public by this fall. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.